Welcome to Radio On The Go Sports for a Saturday morning. I'm DeWin Karstens reporting. Well, there was big news in sports yesterday here at the Hampton-Dumont Cal School District as the Board of Education met and discussed the potential for summer sports for the summer of 2020. Per HD Cal baseball head coach Matt Lokomans, he says there was a split vote on a motion to cancel the summer sports season. However, Board President Chad Hansen broke the tie to decline that motion. After the vote, another motion was made to allow softball and baseball seasons to take place, but only at the varsity level, and that motion was accepted. So again, varsity summer softball and baseball for the high school at Hampton-Dumont Cal will move on. The baseball and softball seasons will take place for the Bulldogs this summer, again on a varsity-only basis, and we look forward to seeing what the HD Cal teams can put together in the coming weeks and have some broadcast on as well. Practice is scheduled to resume on Monday with the first games across the state happening as early as June 15th. Also, big news out of NIAC, as longtime and very successful women's basketball coach Todd Chiquetto has been hired away from NIAC in Mason City. He is going to Seward County Community College. Seward County Athletic Director Dan Artemenko announced on Thursday that Chiquetto would replace Austin Mefford, who was 55-11 in two seasons at Seward Community College. Mefford accepted a head coaching position at New Mexico Junior College. Chiquetto compiled a record of 153-46 in six seasons as the head coach of the Lady Trojans in Mason City, including three regional titles. And he says, first off, they want to say thank you to NIAC and all North Iowa for 9 great years in all. And Chiquetto said in a Seward County Community College release, Seward County is one of the few jobs that excited him. The tradition and support of the administration, staff, and community is second to none. I'm humbled and excited to be part of a Liberal Community College and Seward County that he is moving to. And this past season, Chiquetto led NIAC to a 32-1 record, the regional title, and a number one seed at the national tournament, which was not played then due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Chiquetto was honored as the National Coach of the Year by both the National Junior College Athletic Association and the World Exposure Report. Now, before heading to NIAC to be the head coach, Chiquetto spent three seasons as an assistant coach under Kelly Greenway. And in other news, the Iowa Summer Games look to be canceled. The state of Iowa reopening, but not enough for the games to continue because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Corey Kennedy, a spokesperson for the Iowa Games, says it was a difficult decision to reach.
Since this all began back in March, it's one, you know, it's the first thing. Are you going to cancel? Are you going to cancel? And we just didn't know. And as we kind of have progressed along the last few weeks and talking with our counterparts in other states, we decided that this was the best decision for our athletes, coaches, volunteers, you know, any spectators, and our staff as well.
Kennedy says they will still be offering a few events that are not held on the Iowa State University campus.
We have the updated list on our website at iowagames.org, and you can see there's about 15 different sports that throughout June, July, and some in August that will take place that aren't in the Ames area or on our main weekends that we usually have in July.
Kennedy says people who have registered for sport will be eligible for a refund. It's back to the gridiron this weekend in the edition of the Cyclone Classics on KLMJ. Join us this afternoon from 1 to 4 as you'll hear the latest Cyclone Classic rebroadcast, a thrilling win for Iowa State over West Virginia on the football field. It was a big-time midseason battle of Big 12 teams as the Cyclones hosted the 6th-ranked Mountaineers, who came in undefeated. It was one of many signature games in the career of now Chicago Bear and former Cyclone running back David Montgomery.
Purdy takes the snap, gives it to Montgomery. Big hole right side, 35-30, 25-20. Montgomery inside the 10, and all the way to the 5-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 3. It's a 38-yard run for David Montgomery.
Montgomery would finish the game with well over 150 yards on the ground as the Cyclones punished the visiting Mountaineers on that mid-October day back in 2018. You can relive all the memories from 1 to 4 Saturday today as the Cyclones take on West Virginia this afternoon on 104.9 KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Another special broadcast is the Mort Water Company Sports Beat this morning. As we at 8:30, we'll be having Clarksville softball head coach Katie Whitaking joining us for a chat, as well as Iowa Falls Alden boys track coach David Harms. And Harms has been involved with Alden and IFA schools for decades and says the prolonged offseason will test the program, but he's confident in his group.
They know the things that we work on, and hopefully they're working on those things. It wouldn't take much for them to put together their own workouts from what they know we do in practice and the things that we think are important. So it's going to be up to them until we actually can have a little contact time with them to work on those things. It takes a long time to develop speed. It's not something you do in a couple weeks.
Again, Dave Harms joining us here, talking IFA boys track and field, along with Katie Whitaking from the Clarksville softball team here on KLMJ and the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat. The CBC's Sports Beat on KQCR features our chat with Dave Harms, as well as Caitlin Mowinkle talking about some college volleyball for her for the former AP Falcon. That's at 10 o'clock over on the Q. I'm Dwayne Karstens. Well, you enjoy a great weekend weather-wise. That's Radio on the Go Sports.